Back in my days, that's what you checked. Okay, she's married. All right, she's off limits. This person's married. Okay, there's no reason for me to even approach that person because, well, depending on the way you're trying to approach. If you're just saying, hey, one thing. But if you're trying to do something, no. This person has already told everybody with the ring on the finger that I'm unavailable. I have someone at home. As you have a wedding ring on your finger, which means I'm unavailable. My door is shut.
Or I like wearing rings. I have seen people that are not of marital bliss that have a ring on that finger.
Yes, I've done that. But then I've done that in the past. But then I thought about something. And I put on a different finger. You wanna know why, Kurt, right? So if I have a wedding, think about this. If I have a ring on my wedding, ring. Finger. And say a lovely young woman comes up to approach me. She says, I have a wedding band. Yes. Is she going to approach? See, now, actually, I'm lying because I have this ring that states one thing to the whole everywhere.
But are you? Because that could be perception.
Well, put it this way. The ring that I wear on my wedding finger is a big freaking, no person would have this as a wedding ring. Your mother-in-law made it for me. So it's a big freaking lion head. They know that not a wedding ring.
I mean, it could be.
Exactly.
It's perception.
Yeah, because one day I put grandpa's wedding ring on. And I didn't realize I had it on. So
it's always been interesting because I'm like, a wedding ring, not a wedding bracelet, not a wedding tattoo, not a wedding earring, not a wedding necklace, a wedding ring, not a wedding house.
Most times you're always supposed to, that wedding ring is not supposed to come off, right?
Why not? That's the other thing.
I had 10 lines on my finger because I never took that part off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always been interesting. I'm like, just wedding rings in general. Because I was looking at class rings. I was looking at, what was it? Wedding rings, class rings. I was looking at, class rings, high school rings. And just like the amount of money just for the standard ring itself. Whether it was, the silver, gold, plated, what have you. And I'm like, almost $1,000 in some instances for a material item, piece of metal.
Well, think about the dowry. Look it up. Because you have no idea what I just said, do you?
I thought she was going to,
Oh, no. We got Google.
Oh, Lord God.
No, he's Christian now. Oh, Lord God.
Property or money bought by a bride to her husband on the marriage. Dowry is a payment such as property or money paid by the bride's family to the groom at the time of marriage.
Back in the old days, you had to show that you could take care of it. So you'd have to go to Chris and Marty and be like, I can take care of your daughter. Boom. Hold on. You remember that old movie Zorro? With Catherine Zeta-Jones, Antonio Banderas, and Anthony Hopkins?
Glimpse images.
Okay. Back in them days, to date a proper woman, you had to go to her father and goes, I'm a gentleman. These are my holdings. Because every father, as you are a father of a bride to be, you want to make sure that that joker can take care of your daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the ring, the bride price, yeah, you're going to spend money on a piece of jewelry to say that. And the only thing, I had a band. I didn't need to have rocks because I had a buddy who, he had a band, and he had a, what did he say when he got engaged? We could do one or two things. I can either spend $1,000 on a ring on your finger, or we can both have bands and get a daggone house. Which would you like?
A band as in money?
No, no. As in a simple wedding band.
Like this.
Or I can have a... You see some wedding rings that are just like...
Yeah, for no reason.
He goes, with the money I'm spending on that gotcha. Ring, I could buy... I could, that's a down payment on a house.
Well, that's... I think for me, that's one of the reasons why when I was thinking about it, I said, I'm not trying to spend all that money in... You know, you walk in there and they show you all these. For me, when I walked in there, I saw metal with. If we're speaking technically, I saw metal with sand in it, in different designs. That's what I saw. Like initially, when I walked in there, I'm like, metal with sand, making it look all beautiful and the monetary value. So I'm like, okay. And me again, I don't need the glitz and glamour. You give me a ring, I'm cool. And then one nice gold ring, you know, the basic, and they're showing me all these with all the big diamonds. And I'm like, I am a man. I don't need glitz and glamour. Does it sit on my finger? Cool. So I have a picture where it shows all of them all the way down to this, which is simple. It's not super flashy. And she's like, so what are you looking for? And I'm like, I'm looking for something in the, you know, clearance section. And her face is dropped. I'm like, I'm not trying to spend $10,000-$15,000 on a ring. Like, this is just something to put on her finger. I'm not that, you know. So when we got through, you know, we spent a certain amount, but I was just like, nah. And when I was at work, we were basically talking about prices, mm-hmm. how much you would spend on a wedding. I said, I'm not going past $5,000. For what? Like, obviously, everybody knows somebody. Somebody has a yard. Somebody has, you know, some sort of establishment. You can find somewhere to have a wedding, even if it's a backyard. What do you look for? A suit. If you're gonna go that way, you know the bridesmaid. Like it's the money spent on a wedding. Logically, doesn't make any sense to me if it's over five because it's. I understand it's one day and it's very important. But you can still make that day very important with not spending so much and it still be as special as anything else. I'm serious. Like,
okay, no,
that's me. And, okay. and if she is agreeing with me on the subject, even better because I'm like, yo,
okay,
you spend $5,000, say I got $20,000, you spend five on the wedding, that's still 15 for what? That's 15 for savings. That's 15 that we can split up for the honeymoon. That's 15 for, you know, long-term investments. You know what? And I'm thinking about this.
This is
in my 20s.
This is being recorded, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So in 20 years.
I'm going to say the same thing.
When Marianne,
I told the same thing.
She's gonna be like this,
and I'm gonna be like this.
Yeah,
the career investment choice that you chose to make, and then afford that, and then I'm gonna break down to her.
Remember, every mm-hmm. young woman has played Barbie and want to get married since they're five.
She can play Barbie. She can play Dora. She can whatever she want to play.
But you know what?
I'm gonna let you know.
I
when she comes to me, hey Dad. Uh huh. Yep. Here's your budget. Mine is five. You know what? I'll do even better. I'll give her 10. That's the extra five. I'll give her 10. Leo can get 10. Perfect.
Why are you getting Leo 10?
I'm gonna give him both 10.
Because Leo's wife should See, the father of the bride.
Yes, but.
And you know, by the way, I didn't get paid for my services rendered.
That's coming.
Okay, yeah, it's coming at the same time as the trip's coming, right?
Well, you know, I feel like, because you know, the man is supposed to take care of the man's supposed to do this, the man's supposed to come with all this stuff. What about the woman? What is the woman supposed to come with? The woman's supposed to have, you know, a 401k retirement plan, you know, some property value, like society makes it seem that just men, you're supposed to have everything and you're supposed to take care of all this. Men are just as sensitive and vulnerable and gullible as women are, just because society makes us out to be these just strong, I'm never emotional, I'm never supposed to break down, I'm supposed to have everything put together guys. Nah, that's not how all guys are. And I can't expect 10, 15 years from now, even with the lessons and the teachings and the experience that I teach him and that he goes through, that and between 18 and 30, say 18 and 40, that he's going to be like, I got it. So in that sense, and would I wish it would have been done for me? Yeah, because I hear a lot of that when, you know, conversations come up. Oh, the guy's supposed to have all this stuff taken care of. He's supposed to, you know, have the ring money. He's supposed to have the house money. He's supposed to have the wedding money. It's like, no. I understand that those may have been previous, you know, centuries and previous years ideologies. Mm-hmm. But logically, why not have both come together? Why not him and her both have some sort of income to where they can talk and they can agree? Mm-hmm. And it's not parent, it's not parental, or it's not friend, or it's not family. It's them two come together. And if they have to add a parent or a family friend or loved one in there, somebody of open-mindedness with financial background, that can say, hey, I'm not here to say, do this, do that. I'm here to say, here's the perspective. Because I see that so much where it's like, oh, the man's supposed to have everything. Nah, why can't you both agree on common terms?
Okay. To answer that question, it depends on your perspective of where you come from. If you're old school, yes, they want the man to hear everything. But at the same time, you, as well as she, choose who you're trying to mate, correct?
In technical terms, yes.
Okay. So, in the words of TLC, I don't want no scrub, right? So if you have a person who's not bringing anything to the table to make you grow, why are you wasting your time?
Because you may be trying to fix or change.
Ah, I ain't trying to fix.
But there are some the men perspective.
There are naive people
that want to fix or change.
That want to fix or change.
If I have somebody that is less fortunate than me, and we choose to be in a relationship, I can bring them from rags to riches, and then have a story on how, before me, they were nothing.
Yes, exactly. And then with you, with the mindset of what they had, if they're not growing, then y'all both nothing. Because that person's going to be at Macy's shopping, racking up bills that you can't afford, because you're trying to make her feel like she's something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is that I don't have to, you know, I'm in a very curious situation because, okay, being a single man, I have friends, no love interest, no nothing. I go meet somebody. We do this. I'm not trying to get with anybody because now the list of qualifications have went up. I know what I've done. I know the work I've put in, and I'm still putting in. I'm still grinding. So to have somebody want to not contribute to me what I'm giving them. And I'm not going to say 50% because that's BS. You do understand that, right?
As in what they're bringing?
Okay.
50%?
So if one person brings 50%, one person brings 50%, right? Where's things are liable to break?
In the middle?
At the 50%. Because mm-hmm. remember, you guys only touch it. You're not overlapping. Now, if you bring 60-40,
70-30,
80-20. That now, yeah. So now that I bet you 50-50. Okay, you guys are ready to not work. You're ready to fail because there's no way in the world 50-50 works. Somebody has to bring that extra 5 to 10%. So now you're overlapping. So now you have a firm foundation. So
50-50 doesn't work.
50, you can try it. will you drive across the bridge that built 50-50?
I would. I mean,
have fun. And when you do, let me know. I'm gonna put an insurance policy out on you. I'm gonna get paid. Like,
I think because you have the stance of meeting 50-50, which is I bring something to the table, you bring something to the table. And that sits. If I get up with a woman, I'm expecting from talking, from dates, from us, you know, hanging out together. If we're looking at long term, I'm thinking, okay, so you're going to come with a job, you're going to come with money in the bank, you're going to come with, you know, a car, house, what have you. I'm going to come with the same thing. That would be my thinking. Okay. And then she would say, you know, I'm going to come same thing. So in my generation, that's us coming 50-50 because I'm bringing something to the table, she's bringing something to the table, and then we're meeting at that halfway point.
Okay.
And then if I happen to backtrack, she can pick up the slack. If she backtracks, I can pick up the slack.
Well, no, because, well, if you're 50-50 and she backtracks, you guys aren't communicating. Because remember, if she backtracks, you guys don't want to connect it because 50-50. You, okay. 50-50.
Okay.
To your point, if it's 50-50, if she pulls the 40.
If she pulls the 40, I can push up to 60.
But no, but why would you? Because you're 50-50. You're 50-50. Why are you going to give her an extra 10? That's what.
There is a point where it can change. The initial is the 50-50.
So, a question for you.
Yes.
Are you going to eat 50% of the food?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna go to the bathroom 50%?
It's a different perspective.
Are you gonna live your life giving 50%? So you're gonna give Mariana and Leo 50%?
No. But if
are you gonna give yourself 50%?
No, but I'm talking two halves coming to a whole.
Oh, yeah. That's BS. You have to give 100%. You gotta be LeBron. 110%. As the man, as the female, if she's only giving you 50%, she's not giving you her all of her.
But isn't that 50 added to the 100?
No.
She's bringing 50%. You're bringing 50%.
That's
200% then.
Then you have an amazing wife and an amazing marriage. If you do this, y'all solid as hell. Right? Mack truck.
Okay. 100-100.
Well, no, because when people say, I'm going to get 50%, that means, think about it. What does 50% mean? That means you have a car, right?
That means I'm coming to the table with my portion.
So your portion, I'm going to put my gas tank would take $100. I'm going to pay the $50 and get pissed off that I can't go all the way.
But in the perspective of meeting halfway, you can't meet 100 and then there's no percentage for them to come. If I'm driving from here to Oregon and I say, you know what, we're gonna be 50-50. So we're gonna find a halfway point between here and Oregon. If I say 100%, okay, so I'm driving all the way to Oregon.
We're not talking about
driving. But I'm saying in different perspectives.
But yes, correct. Meeting some way in the middle of a destination is one thing. Meeting halfway in your marriage is bullshit. You know, because that's what you're doing. You have nothing, there's no foundation. And guess what? I'm divorced, right? Yes. I bet 50-50. And where am I now? 0-0. I'm 100% me. Why? I did not take care of what I should have. And I now know that. If I should have been 175%, I'm the man. All my, you know, what are your children's names? Exactly. The legacy you're trying to leave. I still talk to their grandparents and their uncles and aunts, and everybody still loves and respects me, right? Because I did what I was supposed to do, and I continue to do that. I'm not married to their mother, but I'm still giving 100% to my sons. because that's what it's all about. So I understand to get 50-50, but that's what I'm going to say. But 50-50 is a losing situation. But next subject.
Yes.
Semicolon.
So next subject is this Roe versus Wade situation.
What Roe versus Wade?
The Roe versus Wade with the abortion rights.
Okay.
I'm 50-50 on it. I'm
meaning
I don't feel like I'm for, I feel like I'm for and against. Women should have the rights to do with their bodies what they choose. But, and this is where the other half comes. Mm-hmm. I also feel that regardless of what the situation is, a child should have the right to be born. Now, let me backtrack.
I figured you would.
Women have, I feel like women should have the right to do with their bodies what they choose. On the other side, it's unfortunate for a child to be born in a unjust situation.
Right.
But I do feel like that life deserves to at least, if not killed, adopted, and or, yeah, adopted. Because I'm like, if a woman happens to be raped, mm-hmm. it's a screwed up situation. Understandable. If she chooses to not have a child, that's all right. But if the choice is also should that child live because of the situation that happened, that's not their fault. They can't choose to or to not be born. The way I see it is just like it's screwed up because of the situation. But I don't think every baby in the world that is born because of those circumstances should have to die because of the situation they were brought into the world from. I think, you know, adoption is not a bad way to go. Yeah, I was born from a screwed up situation, but I at least get a chance to, you know, be loved by somebody. Even if it's not the woman that brought me in because of whatever screwed up situation happened. So that's where I'm on the fence of. It's like, yes, woman, yes, your body, you do what you choose. But if I had the option, adopt. It's not bad to give the kid up for adoption. You give the kid a chance at life. You give take a breath to be loved by somebody, to be, you know, to whatever that child's life happens to turn out to be. But just to kill it just because, you know, you're raped or, you know, incest or what have you, like, how would you feel? You know, putting yourself in their shoes, it's like, how would you feel if you didn't get a chance to live just because of a negative situation happened? So that's where I'm on it. And in the sense of, you know, my daughter, I would tell the same thing. If, you know, something happened to her, what do you want to do? How do you feel about it? I'm against it being happening, but I'm not going to stop it just because that's how I feel. Everybody has their perspectives. But if she decides to have an abortion because she, you know, got raped or something happened, I'm going to say, hey, if you ask me, I would say have the kid, get her for adoption. Give the kid a chance to live. But if he chooses not to, you do you. Same with Leo. If he, you know, he's with a girl, and that's just my perspective.
Okay. Oh, is this my?
Yes. That was a transition into into your part.
Well, you made a comment. So you said the female should have control of her body.
Correct.
Okay. So this is going to get a lot of hate mail. Just let you know this.
It is what it is.
So the body that's inside of your body is not your body, but the baby's body.
Mm-hmm.
Baby has no voice, heartbeat, but no voice. It's forming. It's in the integral stages. Now, to your point, I know a mother who gave a child up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
I know a young lady who was raped, and her daughter went on to college right now, is being a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did not do that.
Right.
Abortion to me is, you know, I understand that there are certain things, because I know you're not a
religious man.
No, I was gonna say religious. No, it's not about religion. It's about, you know, the Bible, the book. Thou shalt not kill. It didn't stipulate thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then they tell you that these, you know, baby, no, at this many terms is breathing, is this,
and that irritates me.
But the thing about it is this,
that irritates me so much.
You have no clue what the potential that you have inside of you being a female. And the thing that is funny is that the thing that I could see being frustrating is the fact that as the father, even though that's half of you and half of her, 50-50, just to put that out there, you have no say. She can do whatever she wants to without the dad can say, no, I'll raise it. Nope, she says, I'm done. Now, here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
If you had consented intercourse, you know what that comes with.
Right.
Yes. Everything from pleasure, STDs, child, there's a whole lot of crap that can happen in that 2 to 3 minutes or hour, depending on what your libido is.
Right.
So, taking the easy way out, which means that, hold on, we had this night of fun, and now, holy crap, now I have to man up and take care of this child from one night stand when I barely know a female, and I gotta be a man. She now decides to terminate. Not because she wants to, because she has a deadbeat dude who's not going to do his job, so I got to raise this kid on my own. Everybody's...
Is the situations are all different?
But the thing about it is this. Everybody looks at their situation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this. You come to find out that the kid that you had comes out to be an amazing human being and becomes the president. Now you'd be pissed off to find out if you went back in time and he was like, oh yeah, by the way, the son that you had abortion, yeah, he was going to be the president of the United States, or he was going to do this, he's going to do this, he's going to invent this thing, and he has been set. Now you're like, what do I do? The gift of life is precious.
And that's the consequence. And that, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to put my two cents out there. If it's not needed, if it's asked, I'll give my perspective. But if that situation comes up, I'm like, why not adoption? Like you said, regardless of what the situation is, it could be horrible, but you give the kid a chance at life, loved by someone else that maybe can't conceive.
Who? Okay.
But I'm not, I can't produce a child, so why? I don't have the right to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body.
Well, the last time I checked, I'm not sure what you guys' books say or what Google says now. But then, last time I checked, if you ain't got no sperm to fertilize that egg, you ain't having a baby.
Yeah.
So there's input in the